Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. As usual, we are so grateful to have the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we welcome him back now. Hey, Christopher, what do you have this week for us?
Hey, Dave, good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter visible in the south just after sunset. It will be joined by Saturn in the east at around 7 p.m. The moon this week will be full, meaning spotting faint objects is going to be very challenging indeed.
I understand you've got some news from South America where some astronomers are testing some of Einstein's theories.
Yes, astronomers at the VLT, or Very Large Telescope in Chile, have been observing distant galaxies in an attempt to prove that Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity is truly universal, meaning that it applies throughout the known universe. By observing the light from distant galaxies, they have proven that yes, indeed it is.
Quick reminder on the general theory of relativity.
Well, Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity describes how massive objects such as stars and planets can warp space and time. This warping of space-time is what we humans perceive as gravity. A massive object like the Sun creates a greater warping of space than a small planet like the Earth. And a very massive object like a black hole warps space so much that practically nothing can escape its gravitational pull, not even light.
And light can, as weird as it sounds, be bent by this warping of space and time, huh?
Indeed it can. We tend to think of light traveling in straight lines from one point to another in space, but in actual fact, its path can be changed depending on if it gets close to something very massive like a black hole.
And that's gravitational microlensing, right? We can use that.
Yes, and this is what the astronomers at the VLT were doing. They were making the most precise measurements yet of the curvature of space-time by looking at gravitational microlensing in distant galaxies.
And what do you think Albert Einstein would think of all this, Christopher?
I think he'd be thoroughly impressed. because over 100 years, his theory is still describing perfectly the types of things we see everywhere in the cosmos.
Is that when he came up with that theory?
It was back in 1915.
Wow. Dude was a heavy cat, huh?
Indeed he was.
It is Christopher Phillips celebrating one of the many things we have to celebrate from Albert Einstein this week here on Stargazer. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.